You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, we have River Evans, a recent film graduate and the writer/director of the upcoming film Night Waves. The story of Night Waves is one that is native to Tamaki Makaurau. As city dwellers, I'm sure we can all understand how lonely a metropolis can get, and this film encapsulates that. I had a kōrero with River, and we started off by chatting about what inspired the making of this film, which hits quite close to home for here at 95BFM.
There's a few reasons. One is probably I've been listening to the radio for a long time, particularly BFM. So that's like a small inspiration. And also when I was in my last year of high school, I lived with my grandma, and she didn't have internet. And for some reason I had this little brick, like Nokia phone. I like to just like play the radio on it when I was like going to bed. I remember it was like midnight. I was like trying to go to sleep and listening to this, you know, radio on my brick phone. It was like this late night talk show with these two hosts. And they took this caller and he sounded kind of distressed. And he just started opening up to them, talking about how his wife had just left him and how he couldn't see his children and just basically breaking down on the radio. I was like there, 17, lying in my bed thinking like, whoa, this is crazy, like I didn't expect this. So I think that was like the seed of the idea, I guess. There's just a lot of films coming out these days where it's just people talking over the phone and like a character in a single room. That seems to be like a subgenre that's kind of happening these days, and I think it's cool and I kind of wanted to replicate it.
You have an incredibly talented cast and crew for this film. Tell me about them.
A large amount of them I've worked with before in film school. The DOP, Chris, is just obsessed with videography, cameras, movies, all that stuff, and he's super passionate and I love working with him. He's really, really good. And the actors are interesting because the man I've found to play Nero, who is the man who's dying, is like a wounded criminal. It's this old like Kiwi actor that I've been seeing on TV since I was a kid. His name's Scott Wills, and he's really, really good. Yeah, so, like, that was kind of surreal, like, getting in touch with him and him, like, being interested in the idea and talking about it heaps and rehearsing it and stuff. And the actress is Ruby Pledge, who's a Toi Whakaari graduate who I met sometime last year and got interested in the idea. Then there's the producer, Lineal, another film school friend, AD, Thomas Webster, who's also a great filmmaker. I'm stoked to be working with them all.
What's it like working in the professional sphere as recent film graduates? Have you come across any challenges?
I think the biggest challenge is just getting funding. The New Zealand film industry is definitely slowed down a lot this year. I don't think anyone would hesitate to admit that. You kind of just have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get your own stuff funded in whatever way you can. So, like, that's why we're doing this boosted campaign to try and raise a big part of the budget for the movie. And it's kind of one of the only ways to make your own stuff is to write it yourself and to source it yourself.
That's an excellent segue into the next question, which is how can people support this film?
Yeah, so we've been running a boosted campaign, which is the New Zealand version of GoFundMe, but it's like focused towards creative projects. We've been running this for the past month. We've raised over $3,000 so far. Which is insane. We're trying to get another three in the space of the next week because the campaign ends on Thursday next week. So that's our crowdfunding that we're doing.
And we can find that on booster.org.nz.
So if you just go on Boosted, we'll be at the very top of the homepage, Night Waves. And if you want to chuck something in and support independent cinema, we'd all very much appreciate it, I'm sure. The booster campaigns famously make like a large bulk of their money in like the last days. So we're hoping to get like a lot in these last days.
Last question, can we expect some BFM flavour in the film? Bit of fuck knuckles, cock piss balls kind of vibe potentially in there?
Most definitely, whatever you want. I've got that sticker on my laptop, so I don't mind promoting that idea.
A few Easter eggs in there?
Yeah, exactly. Easter eggs, that'll be good. I mean, the protagonist was kind of based off of like BFM hosts. Like I very much was channeling the voice when I was writing her dialogue, you know, kind of like student DJ type thing. And that's the kind of premise of the movie, is it's like a student DJ who's hasn't yet seen much of the world, or she's quite young, and then just suddenly being in this like very intense confrontation with some hardened criminal who's dying, but she can't just panic and hang up because she feels some kind of responsibility and some desire to actually help him and save him. She's invested.
That was River Evans speaking about his upcoming film, Night Waves.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.